It's a rights organisation he used to think shouldn't exist, which defends an anti-discrimination law he didn't believe in and pays over $320,000 a year. Meet Tim Wilson, formerly of the Free Market Institute of Public Affairs, Article 82 of whose political agenda for Australia is abolish the Australian Human Rights Commission. Mr. Wilson has now resigned his positions with the IPA and the Liberal Party to take a job as a commissioner of that very organisation. Mr. Wilson says he looks forward to advancing the government's freedom agenda, Peter Lloyd reports.
Tim Wilson is quite literally a man on the move. His new job will require him to relocate from his current home in Melbourne to Sydney, where the Human Rights Commission is headquartered. His views have moved too, 180 degrees. At the start of this year, Mr. Wilson was lockstep with the IPA view that the Human Rights Commission ought to be abolished. So, the obvious question then, why did you take this job?
I thought it was an exciting opportunity to stand up for the human rights, which I have always advocated for in my career to date.
But doesn't that make you look quite hypocritical to have argued for the abolition of an organisation you've now joined?
Well, the essential part of this job is to make sure the Human Rights Commission is doing its job, and the key reason why the IPA advocated for its abolition is because it wasn't. And so some would see it as very consistent indeed.
Professor Gillian Triggs is the president of the Human Rights Commission. She's Tim Wilson's new boss, but she didn't have a say in the appointment.
Well, the attorney advised me that he will be making an appointment some 10 days ago, and I was advised by the Attorney General's Department of the name about 3 or 4 days ago.
What was your reaction?
Well, I knew that the attorney was looking for somebody who really wanted to bring some fresh air into the commission to shake us all up a bit, which of course I fully support. It is interesting, of course, that somebody should come from the Institute of Public Affairs. We welcome Tim's appointment. He's clearly got some thoughts on freedom of expression.
Has he ever? Tim Wilson wants the Abbott government to abolish Section 18C of the Federal Race Discrimination Act. It makes it unlawful to do an act that is unreasonably likely in all the circumstances to offend, insult, humiliate, or intimidate another person or group of people on a racial or ethnic ground. It's the provision used to prosecute Murdoch newspaper writer Andrew Bolt for publishing deceptive and offensive material about Indigenous people. But not even the government speaks about abolishing all of 18C. Professor Gillian Triggs again.
And it may be that the approach for reform that the attorney is considering is one that makes reasonably good sense.
So to be clear, the repeal, the abolition of 18C is definitely not something you agree with.
That's correct.
And so the scene is set for a clash of wills at the Human Rights Commission. Tim Wilson is dead certain that he wants 18C gone. There is no ambiguity.
I want Section 18C repealed.
You're already at odds with Gillian Triggs. Professor Triggs doesn't want it repealed. She wants it rewritten.
That is Professor Triggs' position. And yes, there is a difference in our views. And this is precisely why there will ultimately be some discussion within the Commission about where the Commission heads from here. Because my appointment is sending a very clear message about what's going to happen, sort of the general view is on Section 18C amongst some parts of the community.
But not even the Attorney General wants 18C abolished. Are you at odds with the very man that appointed you to the job?
Well, I may very well be. We'll wait and see how his position evolves over time, but my view is that a rebalancing is to make sure that Section 18C is repealed.
Why does 18C need to be repealed?
Because it basically puts subjective tests on speech which may be deemed to insult, offend, humiliate people to groups of people based on people's comments. Now, that can never be applied consistently, and ultimately it means that people are afraid to say things that they may otherwise feel. We should have a contest of ideas in public debate, and bad ideas and opinions which are derogatory to others should be heard and mocked and ridiculed rather than shut down.
The debate begins in earnest in February when Tim Wilson attends his first official meeting of Human Rights Commissioners.
Peter Lloyd.